Do you have a student finishing up eighth grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
The back alley of abortion operating today inside so-called legal abortion clinics.
What I think makes evolutionary theory bad science today is we're not allowing an honest testing of it.
If you're a Christian and you're going to oppose same-sex marriage, we're going to put you in Bigotville and you have to stay there. And if we catch you outside in likable land, then we're going to be very angry about this and punish you for kind of coming into our territory.
I think the liturgy really is children's church. You know, it's especially true when you see people who've lost their memory, who've lost their sight, who don't know how to read. Children who don't know how to read, they can all participate in the liturgy.
Latin teachers and future seminarians. Love, issues, etc. Pater Noster, quias in caelis, sanctificat or nomen tuum.
We go from classroom to classroom in our series, Classroom Apologetics. We've been down the hallway once or twice, and now we come upon the Psychology 101 classroom. It's that class that in college or university, you go and you say, well, this is going to be interesting at least. You learn a few things. You walk out. Well, you're supposed to walk out thinking you understand the human condition a little better. Maybe yourself, maybe somebody else. You walk off kind of an armchair psychologist, a dangerous thing indeed. But what are you taught in the Psychology 101 classroom that might not only be a challenge to, but in direct contradiction to the Christian faith? Can we, for instance, believe that man is intrinsically good in the Psychology 101 classroom, but hold to the view in Christianity that man is fallen, desperately fallen, and not intrinsically good? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. Live this Wednesday afternoon, December the 21st. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Part 7 of our series, Classroom Apologetics, today, Psychology 101 with Jocelyn Benson. We'll talk gene editing with Dr. Kevin Voss of Concordia Center for Bioethics. Dr. Uwe Simonetto will join us. He's a native of Germany and a former religion editor for United Press International. We're going to talk with him about that Berlin Christmas market attack. And we'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel, Jesus and the Samaritan Woman in John chapter 4. Join us with questions or comments over the next 2 hours. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And the Issues Etc. comment line, whenever, wherever you listen, 618-223-8382. Joining us for part 7 of our series, Classroom Apologetics, Psychology 101 is the subject today, Jocelyn Benson. She has a master's degree in educational psychology. She has completed all of her coursework for a PhD in educational psychology, and she's head teacher for Wittenberg Academy. Jocelyn, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So you're one of those people that sat in a lot of psychology courses. You major in it. You make it a part of your degree, your advanced degree. Someone says, look, I took a course in college. My grandkid, he's maybe taken one or two psych courses in college. What they're teaching there isn't going to impact anyone except for people in the field, so to speak, as yourself. How do you respond?
Well, the reality is that psychology has its fingers all over the place. And if we step back just a little bit and briefly look at the history of psychology, it actually has its roots in philosophy. And I know that you've had Philosophy 101 class. And the reality is that, so we're familiar with names like Charles Darwin. We're familiar with names like Sigmund Freud. And the reality is those guys had their fingers in a lot of different areas of life because of their influence on as teachers or as their influence on other theorists in other fields. For example, just one example, Charles Darwin is the cousin of a gentleman named Sir Francis Galton. That name may or may not be familiar to your listeners, but Francis Galton was the founder of the eugenics movement. Now, Francis Galton then had influence on guys like Wilhelm Wundt, and Wundt is considered to be the founder of modern psychology. And so we see that there's a very short road between Charles Darwin and Wilhelm Wundt, and then Wundt had his impact on essentially all of the educational theorists that are out there. And you think about the fact that all of us have been educated in some way, shape, or form. And thus, because of the influence on teaching methods, these guys, Charles Darwin, Francis Galton, Wilhelm Wundt, Piaget, Vygotsky, all of these guys have influenced all of us one way or another.
So let's talk about some of the kind of basic ideas. Some of them are stated outright and some of them are unstated assumptions that we will find in the Psychology 101 classroom, beginning with, as you say, that man is intrinsically good. Explain that to us. How important is it to Psychology 101?
This is fundamentally the premise upon which virtually all theories of psychology, modern psychology, upon which all of these premises stand. And we can see the problem in that because we know man is not good. And so the student of psychology needs to know that everything that they read in psychology, everything that they hear, all of the lectures are coming through this worldview that man is good. And so from there, it just trickles down. If man is good, then truth is relative to my own existence. If man is good, then I cannot fundamentally oppose your truth. My truth cannot fundamentally oppose your truth. Everything comes from within. And essentially, if man is good, I become my own God.
So it's not just the positive teaching that man is good, it's also the absence of what we would call an understanding of the fall and how it not only explains, but also impacts how we think about ourselves and one another.
Absolutely. If we ignore the doctrine of original sin, if we do not acknowledge that to be a reality, then our reality is flawed. And reality, truth, all of those big questions, those are the questions that psychologists for generations have been trying to address. And in reality, we know that psychology is the study of man, of his reason, of his behavior. And so if we start with that fundamental denial of original sin, then truth, then behavior, then why man does what he does, all of that will be a confusion, a road that's sought after that we can't ever truly find the answer.
Does it explain, kind of in a practical sense, Jocelyn, why the psychological profession has kind of slowly but surely been declassifying so many things that used to be considered mental illness or mental disorder? If man's essentially good, then something like transgenderism, that's not a disorder. That's just got to be another expression of the goodness, right?
Right, absolutely. I can't judge your goodness. I can't judge your truth because truth is subjective. Goodness is subjective. And therefore, anything that you do, I can't necessarily judge what you are doing because that's your truth. That's your business. That's how you feel. And when we get into this business of feeling and an emotion, which psychology definitely, especially once you get into social psychology, all of those things become very problematic, especially for a Christian who might be sitting in one of these classes.
You also say that one of the perhaps stated or unstated assumptions in the Psychology 101 classroom, and you've touched upon it a bit here, is that knowledge, its source is within, and it's sometimes socially constructed, but the social construction is just helping us to understand the innate knowledge in ourselves. Talk about that.
Right, absolutely. So truth is constructed internally, and we see that as a manifestation directly connected to this idea that man is good. If I am good, then that which is within me is also good. So I construct my truth based on my observations of the world. I construct my truth based on my interactions with other people. The goal, psychologists will say, is that if I think of something as truth that is not truth, then those around me or my feelings within me will provide a curb and will stop me from acting on whatever urges or premonitions I might have. Knowledge coming from within is an essential tenet of a lot of educational theory that we see in our schools today, that we have to construct that knowledge. So knowledge is within, but we have to somehow get it to a workable form, for lack of a better term.
So this notion, again, kind of in the practical sense, I'm constructing my own truth. The psychologist's task, or these people in the Psychology 101 classroom are being taught, the task then of psychology is, how would you put it, Jocelyn, to affirm each person's truth for them?
Absolutely. We are, through the way that we teach, the way that we counsel, the way that we do therapy. You think about some of the theories that lie behind how we do counseling, psychoanalysis, all of that. Being able to get in touch with our inner feelings so that we can understand why we do what we do, or try to get in touch with our inner feelings so that we can make sense of what other people are doing.
Jocelyn Benson is our guest. It's part 7 of our series, Classroom Apologetics. Today, we're in the Psychology 101 classroom. When we come back, what assumptions are made in that classroom about religion?
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in 2 different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.
Metro East Lutheran High School of Edwardsville, Illinois presents Journey to the Manger, an interactive Christmas experience.
Bring your family and friends to experience a wonderful reenactment of the Christmas story.
There will be live music and a cookie sale.
Journey to the Manger is from 5 to 8 p.m. on December 23rd. Allow yourself at least 30 minutes to make your way through the entire Christmas story.
Free will donations of $25 or more will receive a free handcrafted gift.
Come to Journey to the Manger for an evening of fun, fellowship,
and the celebration of the true reason for the season.
For any questions, call 618-656-0043. Merry Christmas!
Your lifeline to the Lutheran worldview. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Give the gift of a clean home this Christmas with the gift certificate from the Cleaning Authority. Gift certificates can be purchased for as little as $75 for a partial clean. Go to gifts.thecleaningauthority.com, enter your contact information, and choose the amount. Give the gift of time for a loved one with a Christmas gift certificate from the Cleaning Authority. Gifts.thecleaningauthority.com. Gifts.thecleaningauthority.com.
Thank you for donating more than $100,000 to Issues Etc. in the past month. And with 2 weeks left in 2016, we're $18,000 short of expenses. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of Issues Etc. at the end of the year. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's part 7 of our series, Classroom Apologetics. We're doing Psychology 101. Jocelyn Benson of Wittenberg Academy is our guest. Now, if you've enjoyed this series we've been doing, I certainly have. It's been a learning experience, like going back into the classroom and learning what I didn't realize the first time. If you've enjoyed this series on classroom apologetics, consider supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. As we near the end of 2016, you can make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can make your contribution by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, no gift is too small. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of the year. Jocelyn, let's talk about religion. What are the assumptions that are made in the Psychology 101 classroom about religion? You say quite a few.
Absolutely. Religion commonly, and again, psychology has much to say about religion because religion is very dangerous to psychology. If you read, and this is an important, I'm going to interrupt myself here very quickly. It's important to read the actual writings of these famous psychologists or famous theorists because they reveal much about what these people believe, taught, and confessed. But religion in general, it satisfies man's desire for knowledge. But because science does the same, psychologists would say, we don't really need religion. Okay? So because of that, religion brushes away men's fear of dangers because it assures them of a happy ending. So really, religion is just there to satiate us, to make sure we don't freak out, for lack of a better term. And finally, it provides some structure, some guide, but all of our social psychologists will say that those around us can do the same thing. So every premise that your modern day psychologist has of religion, they can do away with religion because there is something else in their estimation that fills the void that would be left if religion was gone.
I'm curious about that because that seems, well, not entirely neutral, but it does seem to be a somewhat neutral view of religion. Although I suspect that if I'm in the Psychology 101 classroom, I might hear religion discussed not only as kind of helpful superstition, but perhaps even as a not so helpful superstition, maybe even bordering on the old-fashioned mental disorder. What do you think?
Absolutely. Religion would be seen as something that would come in the way of you really, truly knowing yourself, of really, truly understanding your truth. Because of the restrictions that religion puts on you, you wouldn't actually be able to fully become aware, as some of the psychologists are apt to say. And that awareness of self, awareness of surroundings, we need to make sure that there's nothing in the way, and religion would definitely be a barrier and is referred to as a barrier in the writings of many of these theorists. Essentially, psychology is, in its practical sense, is the desire to understand man apart from God. So if God doesn't exist, which is a fundamental premise, then we need something else to help us understand ourselves. And that's where psychology steps in and allows us to understand ourselves apart from God.
So it is viewed as a replacement for religion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Psychology teaches us that we don't need religion. I mean, after all, if I am good, if man is good, why do we need God? Because if God is the source of goodness and there is no God, but I am good, therefore I am God.
Let's talk about some of the things that people may think about psychology, may or may not be true. You say, and you started out discussing this just a little bit, that the theorists, those who have kind of laid the foundation for the modern discipline of psychology, like Freud or Darwin and others, that they really don't have much influence today. They may have been important in their time, but psychology's kind of moved on from them. Is that true?
That is not true. In fact, we are seeing, as our society becomes more and more secular, we are seeing these theories actually rear up and become much more prominent. They might be called something different. They might be repackaged in a different way. But essentially, all of these theories, if we really want to get down to the basic bottom line, they are all asking the question, did God really say? You know, who is man? We're trying to understand all of these things apart from God. And so these theorists have left their mark most notably on education. So you have people like Jean Piaget, a very famous educational theorist whose methods, those in the education world will know that, that methods are the ways that we teach, the strategies that we use to teach. Piaget believed fundamentally that truth is constructed internally. And so the result of that then is that if truth is constructed internally, then we need to guide children toward constructing truth. Truth is not, according to Piaget and Vygotsky and all of these theorists, truth is not something that's objective, that we study things in order to understand that which already is. In their vantage point, we study things, we learn about things, because we need to find out what truth is.
But it's not objective truth. We are kind of making it as we go along. Is that the case?
Absolutely, that is the case. And we see, notably, as I mentioned at the beginning, Darwin had great influence on his cousin Galton, and Galton was friends with folks like Margaret Sanger. We see the influence of these guys that not only influenced education, but also influenced the view of life, this idea that life is expendable. And so that worldview then translates in one way or another into how we view children. And if you study educational theories, you'll see that this idea that man is good continues to come forth and rear its ugly head in how we teach our children today.
I'm thinking about the person now at the other end of the process, not so much the student sitting there in Psychology 101, but the student who had sat in Psychology 101 and 102 and pursued the advanced degree and perhaps got their shingle to hang out and begin to practice therapy or counseling. How does what we've talked about here today, with about a minute here, how does it affect what goes on in that room at $165 an hour?
The sad reality is many that have that shingle hung out have a fundamentally flawed view of man. So instead of going to the truth of Scripture and the truth of the fact that we live in a fallen world, we very much have this goal of, if I just try hard enough, if I just work hard enough. And so we have this perpetual cycle of not being able to find an answer. We just keep trying something else, and we keep trying something else. And we end up in a cycle of despair because of that. Not being able to recognize that our source of help, that the source of truth in the darkness, the one who we trust when our road is dark, that's not ourselves. And those answers don't come from within us. And so it's one of those things that we have to be very careful and very mindful and very intentional when we are guiding folks toward a therapy or other help with mental illness.
Then on the student side of that, should a Christian pursue a degree in psychology? If they do, Jocelyn, what kind of practical advice do you give them?
I think there's certainly an opening for Christians to pursue a degree in psychology. I think there is always an opportunity to stand on truth. But the reality is that a student of psychology going to a secular university, or even, sadly, a Christian university, needs to know that the views that they hold, the truth that upon which they stand, will be questioned, will be challenged. They may suffer in terms of grades if they take a stand on this is truth, here I stand. So there are dangers there. At the same time, the opportunity to proclaim truth is a wonderful opportunity. And as we've spoken here the last few minutes, there's obviously a lot of area for truth to be spoken in the world of psychology.
So much of this bears upon the education of our children. You are head teacher for Wittenberg Academy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Wittenberg Academy is an online Lutheran school. Our faculty teach 7th through 12th grade classes, and our students are taught based on the fundamental premise that man is not good and that man is sinful from the time of conception. And because of that basic underlying premise, then we teach our students, we live out the fact that the only good in us is because of Christ. We receive salvation through faith, which comes in the waters of holy baptism. And what we teach and how we teach is geared toward love and service of our neighbor. So we have the opportunity through the internet, through the technology available to us, to teach students all over the world. If they have an internet connection, we are happy to teach them.
Folks, you can find out more about Wittenberg Academy at our website, issuesetc.org. Click their logo right there, issuesetc.org. Jocelyn Benson has a master's degree in educational psychology. She's completed all of her coursework for a PhD in educational psychology, and she's head teacher for Wittenberg Academy. Jocelyn, thank you very much for being our guest again.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about gene editing and some of the ethical landmines that may exist in the technology and the process. Dr. Kevin Voss will be our guest of the Concordia Center for Bioethics right after the break.
When a Christian woman is critical of her own flesh, she holds her Creator in contempt.
Rose Adel from her new book, Ladylike, Living Biblically.
Our Heavenly Father knit us together in the womb. He did not do a bad job. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. That goes for everyone, including the one who thinks she's the ugliest of them all.
You can purchase and download Concordia Publishing House's new audiobook, Ladylike, Living Biblically, at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Just in time for the Christmas season, we've produced a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. and our sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Christmas programming bulletin insert. The bulletin insert can be used for the weekends of December 25th and January 1st. Talk radio and sacred music for the Christmas season. Issuesetc.org. Click support.
He's the most Lutheran man in the world.
I'm not always in Pensacola, Florida, but when I am, I attend Emmanuel Lutheran Church.
Congregation of Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Pensacola, Florida invites you to join us for divine services on Sundays at 8 or 10:30. Sunday school and Bible class at 9:15. Whether you're in Pensacola to enjoy the white sandy beaches of the Emerald Coast or for military training, we invite you to join us. Jesus is here. Word, water, bread and wine for you.
Emmanuel, God with us.
Stay Lutheran, my friends.
Clear. Concise. Consistent. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry lcms.org/deaconess.
If you're like me, you remember when education was about the basic skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic, and about reading great literature and history that gave our kids models of what it is to be a good person. Memoria Press's Classical Christian Curriculum is bringing this kind of education back. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.